we're up to in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in Volume 5. This is Letter 1298. And this is dated, Baruch Hashem, the 21st day of Kislev, Chof Aleph Kislev, Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, New York. Rav Chosid, all the titles, Mahari Sheyichya, this is Mari Aloi. And the Rebbe says, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe is responding to his telegram. And the Rebbe says, I'm sure you're going to write more details, because the telegram probably was short, so this is going to write more details about the Fabringen of the Festival of Redemption, which is Yutus Kislev. The Rebbe says to look into the booklet of Yutus Kislev on page 4, note 3, Gimel. The Rebbe says, I sent a telegram to the chief rabbi, and this is what I said. The mitzvah of your son, may it be the will that you should raise him for Torah. Torah represents Yaakov, who was sitting in the tents of Shem Ve'ever. That is Torah, that's Yaakov. And Chuppah, that's Yitzchak, who was bound on the Mount Moriah, which is the Beis HaMikdash. And from Ma'asim Tovim, which is Avraham, which is Gemilus Chasodim. And these are the three clusters in the vine of Israel. The blessing of Mazel Tov and the Chasima. And the Rebbe says, as a footnote and pointing out some references of what I just said, because basically the standard bracha l'toyre l'chupa l'maisim tovim, and the Rebbe connects it to Yaakov, Yitzchak, and Avraham. But Yaakov is Torah because he would be studying Torah, and chupa, that's being bound on the Mount Moriah, which is the base HaMikdash, that's a home, that's like a chuppah, a canopy, where you bring in the bride into your home. And then you have the Ma'asim Tovim, which is Avraham. So the Rebbe brings down the Torah, Yaakov Yoshev Oyel Shem Be'ever, which means, when he's sitting in the tent, Shem Be'ever, which means the study of Torah. And Rebbe references to the Tzemach Tzedek, to what he writes over there. And we say Shem and Aver. Shem represents the written Torah, because that's the name of Hashem. The Torah is full with names of Hashem, which means it's not something logical. It's just names of Hashem. Aver is the oral Torah, like the Pasuk says, V'hu avar lifnehem, that he went in front of them, which means that to bring the Torah in front of them, to pass and reveal the Torah, which comes through the oral Torah, because that reveals and explains the hidden Torah. L'chupa is Yitzchak Beis HaMikdash, that's based on the saying of our sages. In Medrash Shir Hashirim Zuta, in the end, that at the day, what is considered Hashem's marriage, Yom Chasu Nosoi, the verse, is when the Shekhinah descended to the Beis HaMikdash. That is the marriage, which is the canopy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu together with the Jewish people. And that's why we find in the Torah that the marriage of Yitzchak is elaborated and articulated, as opposed to Avraham and Yitzchak. We don't find Avraham and Yaakov, we don't find it so much, is because Yitzchak is the house, is the connection, is the marriage between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the Mount Moriah, where the Beis HaMikdash was built. Well, the Ma'asim Tovim, this applies to Avraham, who was acts of kindness. The verse states and brought down in the Tanya, "Asher yitzaves bonu beis achlas tzedakah," that he should command his children and his family that follow him to do right justice, a charity and justice, which is in generally all the mitzvahs that we do. And this is the three clusters in the vine, Gef Yisrael. That's based on the saying of our sages in Chulin Tzadik Beis Amid Aleph. The Rebbe says, I also want to point, make in the letter that I wrote to the chief rabbi, as far as the traveling of, and we're all the titles for Yosef Weinberg, that also over there, he speaks about the concept of Bar Mitzvah.